Urban farming is taking off around the country. Baltimore has about 300 community gardens and farms, and in the last 10 years, the number of black-led farms has tripled. However, it still remains a small fraction of the total number of farmers in Maryland. WYPR's Mary Rose Madden reports.
Next to a dilapidated 100-year-old house in northeast Baltimore, there's an old rusted tractor that's twisted in vines, its metal warped. It looks more like a sculpture than a piece of farm equipment, but it sits on 10 acres of land with trails and ponds behind it. The lot caught the eye of Atiyah Wells 3 years ago while she was exploring in her neighborhood, and it kicked off her vision for Bliss Meadows, a community farm just off busy Moravia Avenue. The farming life just called out to her, she says, when she began to look into her ancestry.
I started kind of relearning history, and I did like a deep dive into where I came from, and both sides of my family were like sharecroppers in the Deep South, which they migrated to the North during the Great Migration.
Both sides of her family have kept books where they've documented the family line as far back as they could. Wells learned that her ancestors were enslaved in Georgia and South Carolina before her great-grandfather became a sharecropper, growing mostly vegetables and some cotton.
So it was really like reconnecting to who I am and to who my family was.
Wells says she quickly enrolled in classes to learn more about farming.
In all the classes and workshops I was attending, I was always the only black person or one of the only black people in a class. And I was like, well, where are all my people at?
According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's census data in 2017, the latest figures that are available, only 1.4% of all Maryland farmers are black. Nationally, it's only 1.3%. In terms of income, black farmers in Maryland made only 0.2% of the total for all farms in 2017. That's not surprising, says Eric Jackson, an organizer for the Cherry Hill Urban Garden and founder of Black Yield Institute. Considering generational white wealth and years of loan discrimination against black people, Jackson says those who have had control and access to land have had access to that wealth. Jackson sits next to a couple of raised beds, several wheelbarrows, and a hoop house.
If we're going to address the complexities of imperialism and white supremacy, it has to be more than a farm.
Even though this acre and a half produces much needed food for the community, he says it's only part of what they do.
Our work is equally about political education, reconnection to the land, spiritual practice, cultural celebration, as it is about producing eggplant and tomatoes.
It's through those relationships that he and others hope a social movement will take shape.
My overall goal is to organize black people to build power so that we can control the resources in our community. If the American dream is about controlling your destiny, that's what we're talking about. And farming is just an aspect of that.
Most of Baltimore's black farmers don't own the land they're farming. Maria Strauss, executive director of the Farm Alliance, which supports urban agriculture, says leasing the land, be it a meadow, a forest, or a vacant lot, leaves the farmer vulnerable because the lease could be terminated after the farmer has invested years of sweat and money. Strauss says members want a comprehensive urban agriculture policy to protect farmers.
And the city does maintain its own private database of the vacant properties that are promised, that they have promised to developers. And we don't have access to that.
There are almost 20,000 vacant lots in the city, but not all are available for farming. Back at Bliss Meadows, Wells unlocks the door to the abandoned house she purchased from the private owner. She's cleared and tilled part of the meadow she's leasing and has been taking bids to rehab the property. Wells dreams of having quilting, cooking, farming classes in this space and bringing more people like her closer to the land. I'm Mary Rose Madden reporting for 88.1 WYPR.